Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, the whole system. I'm over here and ain't doing nothing. Amen, amen. I'm sorry I'm late, y'all, trying to get this thing on. Man, woo. It's okay. This is a good chapter. We ain't even going into no singing, nothing else. We finna read. I'm going to start reading. How long here? Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. All right. I just want to know because I didn't call Purity Hick. I didn't cuss them out, but I told them, call them some niggas. That was my cuss word tonight on the blog talk. I can't. So be it. Okay. Chapter 1, y'all. 17. Then Moab rebelled against Israel after the death of Ahab, and Ahaziah fell down through a lattice in his upper chambers that was in Samaria and was sent in messengers and said unto them, go inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Achan, whether I should recover of this disease. But the angel of the Lord said to Elijah the Tishbite, arise, go up to meet the messenger of the king of Samaria, and say unto them, It is not because there is not a God in Israel that ye go to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Achan. Now, therefore, thus saith the Lord, thou shalt not come down from the bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And Elijah departed. And when the messenger turned back unto him, he said unto them, why are you now turned back? And they said unto him, there came a man up to meet us and said unto us, go turn again unto the king that sent you, and say unto him, thus saith the Lord, it is not because there is not a God in Israel that thou sentest to inquire of Beelzebub and the god of Achan. Therefore, thou shalt not come down from the bed, thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. And he said unto them, what manner of man was he which came up to meet you and told you these words? And they answered him, he was a hairy man in girt with a girdle of leather about his loins. And he said, it is Elijah the Tishbite. Then the king sent unto him a captain of 50 with his 50, and he went up to him, and behold, he sat on the top of a hill, and he spake unto him, thou man of God, the king hath said, come down. And Elijah answered and said to the captain of 50, if I be a man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and in thy 50. And there came down fire from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And again, also he sent unto him another captain of 50 with his 50. And he answered and said unto him, O man of God, thus have the king said, come down quickly. And Elijah answered and said unto them, if I be a man of God, let fire come down from heaven and consume thee and thy 50. And the fire of God came down from heaven and consumed him and his 50. And he sent again a captain of the third 50 with his 50. And the third captain of 50 went up and came and fell on his knees before Elijah and besought him and said unto him, O man of God, I pray thee, let my life and the life of these 50 thy servants be precious in thy sight. Behold, there came fire down from heaven and burned up the two captains of the former 50 with their 50s. Therefore, let my life now be precious in thy sight. And the angel of the Lord said unto Elijah, go down with him, be not afraid of him. And he arose and went down with him unto the king. And he said unto him, thus saith the Lord, for as much as thou hast sent messengers to inquire of Beelzebub, the god of Ekron, it not because there is no god in Israel to inquire of his word? Therefore thou shalt not come down off that bed on which thou art gone up, but shalt surely die. So he died according to the words of the Lord which Elijah had spoken. And Jehoram reigned in his stead in the second year of Jehoram, the son of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, because he had no son. Now the rest of the acts of Ahaziah, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of Kings of Israel, chapter 2? And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into the heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. Son of the prophet that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, yeah, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord would take away thy master from thy head today? He answered, yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah said unto him, tarry, I pray thee, here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And they too went on. And 50 men of the son of the prophet went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. It shall not be so. And it came to pass as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven, and Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof, and he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them into pieces, and he took up also a mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the water, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And when the sons of the prophets which were to view at Jericho saw him, spirit of Elijah do rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed down themselves to the ground before him. And they said unto him, behold, now there be with thy servant 50 strong men. Let them go, we pray thee, and seek thy master, lest preadventure the spirit of the Lord have taken him up and cast them upon some mountain or into some valley. And he said, ye shall not sin. And when they urged him till he was ashamed, he said, sin. They sent therefore 50 men. They sought 3 days, but found him not. And when they came again to him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, did I not say unto you, go not? And the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of this city is pleasant, and my Lord seeth, but the waters is not, and the ground barren. And he said, bring me a new cruse and put salt therein. And they brought it to him. And he went forth into the spring of the waters and cast the salt in there and said, thus saith the Lord, I have healed these waters. There shall not be from thence any more death or barren land. So the waters were healed unto this day, according to the sayings of Elisha, which he spake. And he went up from thence unto Bethel. And as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city and mocked him and said unto him, go up there, go up, thou bowhead. And he turned back and looked on them and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth 2 she-bears out of the wood and tear 40 and 2 children of them. And he went from thence to Mount Carmel, and from thence he returned to Samaria. Chapter 3, now Jehoram, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel in Samaria. In the 18th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 12 years. And he wrought evil in the sight of the Lord, but not like his father and like his mother, for he put away the image of Baal father had made. Nevertheless, he cleaved unto the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, which made Israel to sin. He departed not therefrom. And Mesha, king of Moab, was a sheepmaster, and rendered unto the king of Israel 100,000 lambs, and 100,000 rams with the wool. And it came to pass when Ahab was dead that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. And the king of Jehoram went out of Samaria the same time and numbered all Israel. And he went and sent to Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, saying, the king of Moab hath rebelled against me. Wilt thou go with me against Moab to battle? And he said, I will go up. I am as thou art, my people as thy people, and my horses as thy horses. And he said, which way shall we go up? And he answered, the way through the wilderness of Edom. So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, and they fetched a compass of 7 days' journey, and there was no water for the host and for the cattle that followed them. And the king of Israel said, "Alas, that the Lord have called these three kings together to deliver them unto the hands of Moab." But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord by him?" And one of the king Israel's servants answered and said, "Here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, poured water on the hand of Elijah." And Jehoshaphat said, "The word of the Lord is with him." So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elijah said unto the king of Israel, "What have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and to the prophets of thy mother." And the king of Israel said unto him, "Nay, for the Lord hath called these three kings together to deliver them into the hands of Moab." And Elijah said, "As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee nor see thee. But now bring me a minister." And it came to pass, when the minister played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him, and he said, "Thus saith the Lord, make the valley full of ditches. For thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet the valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moab also into your hands, and ye shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fail every good tree, and stop all wells of waters, and mar every good piece of land with stone. And it come to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. And when all the Moabites heard that the king were come up to fight against them, they gathered all that were able to put in armor and upward and stood in the border, and they rose up early in the morning, and the sun shined up on the water. And the sun shined up on the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. And they said, "This is blood. The kings are surely slain, and they have smitten one another. Now therefore Moab to the spoil. And when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and smote the Moabites, so that they fled before them. But they went forward, smiting the Moabites even in their country, and they beat down the cities and on every good piece of land, cast every man his stone and filled it. And they stopped all the wells of water and filled all the good trees. Only in Kerharasit left they the of how be it. The slingers went about it and smote it. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too sore for him, he took with him 700 men that drew swords to break through even into the king of Edom, but they could not. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall, and there was great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him and return to their own land. The word of God for the people of God. Let's answer these questions. Mm-hmm. Man, that was some good stuff, man. I read it yesterday. I read it again today. And I done read it again. That's some good stuff. Okay. The one. How was Ahaziah injured? What happened to him?
she fell through the lattice
mm-hmm.
in the upper chamber.
Yeah, he fell through the lattice of the upper room. In verse 2, I think it is, who did Ahaziah seek to find out if he would recover? He went to the false god. He went to Beelzebub, the god of Akron. I think that's
mm-hmm.
in verse 2, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who did God send to tell Ahaziah he would die? I think it's in verse 4.
Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was Elijah.
Verse 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What happened to the group of 50 men who Ahaziah sent to Elijah? Mm-hmm. They got burned up. I think that's verse 9. Yep. That's the first one. The second one, the same thing happened to them. What happened to the second group of men? They got burned up too.
Mm-hmm.
Then they said, what happened to the third group of men? Lord, he ought to be tired now. He done had 100 over all of men to burn up. Oh, he had the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's in verse 11. What he said, oh, he humbled himself. He got down. He got down and he humbled himself. Because he begged Elijah. And Elijah didn't say
mm-hmm.
Chapter
2.
How was Elijah to be taken up into heaven? Go be taken by in a whirlwind. I think that's verse 2. Let's see. And so, wait a minute. It's one or two. And Elijah said unto Elijah,
verse one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But see, why was, I didn't get this because Every time Elijah told Elijah to tarry, to wait, he said he was not gonna wait. At first it was saying, he said, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Elijah said unto him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. He said, I will not leave thee. That means I ain't going to wait. I'm going with you. That's what it was saying. I will not leave thee. And he said that the whole time until he saw him go up in the whirlwind in the chariot. But all the time he's saying, no, I don't want to leave you. And every time Elijah was saying, the Lord is sending me here, and the Lord... He was saying, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. He wasn't being obedient. Figure he was finna go. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, what happened when Elijah struck the Jordan River? And this Elijah with his mantle. That's too far down. Elijah took the mantle in verse 8, I think, and wrapped it together
mm-hmm.
and smote the water. And they were divided
mm-hmm.
here and thither.
About it. And then Elisha crossed
yeah,
over.
So Elisha must have knew that Elijah was leaving. He must have had, you know,
discerned. He was scared. I think Elisha was scared.
Mm-hmm. He was.
Because that was a heavy mantle that Elijah carried. And Elisha was afraid probably that he couldn't, you know, that was going to be a lot. I got to leave you, so you got to be able to handle this. And Elisha like, no, I don't know if I want to do that.
You ain't going nowhere.
You don't need to leave.
I'm going.
You need to stay right here.
Don't leave me here. He says, sure
right.
as the Lord
with
living,
all these...
I will not leave.
Okay. With all that
mm-hmm.
stuff was going on,
okay.
like,
was a lot going on too. And it, and you know, I was just talking to Prophetess Brown earlier, and I was telling her some of the things I had went through in my life when I was a young woman. Mm-hmm. When you have a mantle or some on your life, it when God get through with you, your eyes be booked out like a hoot owl. I'm telling you, because when I was young, when I had a little boy that died, and the Lord showed me in a dream, it was so plain and clear. I was in the bed. We was taking a nap, had him on one side, had Lala on the other side, and went to sleep. And the Lord told me in my sleep, he said, I'm going to take him with me. He said, so when you wake up, don't get us hysterical. Don't get excited, whatever. He's going to be gone. And so when I woke up, it was just like he said. He was already dead in my arms. He was dead laying in my arms. I jumped up, started screaming. Lala jumped up, started screaming. We both were screaming. I called the police. When you are in the prophetic, these are some of the things that you see and you go through. Then another time, I don't remember the funeral. I don't remember even making the arrangements. I don't remember none of that. So God must have took that away from me. But then another time, what happened? When my mother passed, the Lord showed me in a dream. They didn't call me, but I called them. I'm like, is something wrong? Because in my dream, Danielle showed up at my door with her suitcase. I'm like, what you doing here? And I'm standing up there saying, girl, I'm way in Nashville. What you doing here? That's when we was in Nashville. We lived in Nashville. I was like, what is going on? So when I woke up, I was telling Keith about it. I said, something wrong. I got a call. And when I called Rose, she said, did somebody call you? No, nobody called me. But these are things that go on when you in the prophetic. When you can dream stuff, heavy stuff like that, death and life like that, that's some heavy stuff right there. And God do exactly what he say he going to do. So when I found out, when my sister told me she was in the hospital and that she was going to call me, she said, I think you better get here. I said, okay. So Keith had said, well, just wait a few days. I'm going to get my money and we can go. About that time, she was saying, no, she's doing better. You don't have to come. But then I realized when you at the end of your days, God don't take you to heaven or wherever you go sick. You be well when you get where you're going. So she started doing better, and that's when he took her. You know, so it's things like that you have to really understand when you in the prophetic. Elijah, of course, was trying to train Elisha in all of this. But he was afraid just like I was afraid. He was afraid just like that. And then another thing happened when I was going through all of that and dealing in the prophetic. We lived over in the South End on Brady. And it was an older home. And the baby that died, every time something real strenuous happened, he would come to me. So this night, I think Mimi Daddy had wrecked the bike or he had something. Somebody took his bike, beat him up. Anyway, he was in bad shape. And I could hear him calling me. I was asleep. I could hear him saying, Mama, Mama. I'm like, I said, Pop Squatty, because I had curtains up at the door. And you could see, I could see his little feet, the door. I'm like, Pop Squatty. And when I said Pop Squatty, the phone rang. And that was the hospital. See, dealing in that prophetic, just like Elijah, just like Elisha, how he went up in the whirlwind and how God was telling them, you can't see the wind and you're not going to be able to see this water, but dig these ditches and this is how you're going to do this thing. And this will be enough for you to get water, feed your cattle, all that. I mean, It's the prophetic. People don't understand. It comes straight from God. And I do understand because he talked to me just like I'm talking. He said, when you wake up, he'll be gone. And he was gone. He was gone. And so, you know, it tore me up back then, but I understand now. And if we just be sensitive to the voice of God, just like Elijah knew what Elijah was saying, but he was saying, I ain't ready for you to go. I'm not ready for you to be taken up. But, of course, Elijah was ready. He was ready. He was ready to go. Because, you know, he was telling God, I think in the last chapter, I want to be just taken up. I want to be, you know, grave and all. I just want you to take me up. And God, he was just such a good thing. God said, God wanted to take him up like that, too. Mm-hmm. Let me stop talking. I'm going to talk 10 minutes. Okay. Okay, what did Elijah, okay. What happened when Elijah struck the Jordan River with the mantle? Did we do that one? Yeah, we did it. What did Elijah ask from Elijah? What did Elisha?
Yeah, for a double portion of his spirit.
Yep. 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 How would he know he would receive it? Is it verse 9? Let me see. And it came to pass when they were over. Elijah and Elisha asked what I should do.
In verse 10, I think he said, if you see me when I'm taken up, you'll get the double portion, but if not, he won't.
Yep. If he's saying, that's right. Let me see. In verse 10, I got 9. Yep. What was the first sign of Elisha's power? What was the first sign of Elisha's power? When he divided that sea in
he
verse 14, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Smote the waters. Yep. What was the second in 15? And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view the Jericho, saw him, and they said, the spirit of Elijah doeth rest on Elisha. And they came to meet him and bowed himself toward the ground. And they said unto him, behold, now there will be thy servant 50 strong men. What was the last question? What was the second sign? The first sign of Elijah's power.
Mm-hmm.
The second sign
the water.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He put that salt in the water.
21.
20 or
21. 20 or 21.
Uh-huh. Okay, chapter 3. Y'all know Thursdays, every other Thursday we do 3 chapters. Okay. Okay. Who became king of Israel after Ahaziah died? And that's in verse 1, Jehoram, the son of Ahab. I didn't even know Ahab had no son. I thought he had a daughter.
That's him and Jezebel.
Jezebel had a daughter too, because that girl had a son, and he the one took all of their heat, all of they missed, and God killed. You know, he died. Okay. Who rebelled against Israel? Who rebelled against Israel under King Jehoram reigned? And it came to pass when Ahab was dead that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. First of all, who did King Jehoram ask to help him fight in the battle? That should be verse 7. I think it was Jehoshaphat. What miracle did Elijah provide for the Israelites? verse 17. Let me see. I think it's verse 17. He provided water for the men and the animals and their animals. Let me see. It says, for thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet the valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and the beast. Mm-hmm. What did the Moabite king do to turn Israel back? You know what he did? He hung his son up there on that wall. He offered his son for a sacrifice.
Oh, yeah, sacrifice his son.
That's what turned Israel back. Then he took his, number 27, he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And they were great indignation against Israel. And they departed from him and returned to their own land. This disgusted Israel.
They was over.
And they turned back. Yeah, they like, oh, my God, what did he do that for?
Mm-hmm.
But this was good. You know, I've always heard about it and read about it, didn't understand everything, but it was just like God took Elijah on home, and he had somebody to take over Elisha. He was training Elijah to take over.
Mm-hmm.
That's what most pastors do when they stop pastoring. They've been to train somebody and get them right in there. And sometimes the people be wanting to pick them and stuff like that, but sometimes if they follow their pastor, the pastor always got somebody trained most of the time to take over the church.
Mm-hmm.
But this was very good. These three chapters, I'm telling you, Ahaziah gonna send to the false god to see if he gonna live or die instead of going to the creator who created you. And know better. You know, it's like you know better why you doing that. And that's what get them in trouble. I'm telling you, that's what get them in trouble. Mm-hmm. But any questions, y'all? Any comments? Anybody?
I thought it was always interesting. Mm-hmm. Those boys that was mocking him got tore to pieces by those bears.
Yeah. Well, how many? It was 42 kids, wasn't it?
40-something. Yeah, 42.
Yeah, 42.
They was calling him names, and them bears told him up.
Bowhead. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that's not my anointing, do my prophet no harm. Y'all better watch out.
That's what he said.
I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
That kind
of
stuff. Mm-hmm. Mess with God's anointing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. They used to talk about this stuff all the time in the Baptist church. I used to be like, what? But now, I mean, because I have read over it and studied it so many different times, it's always good when you read it. You know, go over this stuff like this. I love to study this Bible, this word, read this word, because people perish because they don't know no better. They don't know the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
They perish, I'm telling you. Yes, it's something. It is really something. It's really something. But God knows everything, and what we got to do is just stay focused on what God will have us to do. I know that. So anyway, this was a good lesson. I truly, truly thank and praise God. I truly do. I truly do.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm not gonna hold you all. I just really enjoyed everything myself. I really have. I really enjoyed everything with this message, because if you studied it, you would know. Mm-hmm. You would definitely know. So we're going to get ready to close out, y'all. I just thank and praise God for this time, this opportunity. Mm-hmm. We're going to, on Tuesday we'll be on chapter 4, chapter 5, and then on that Thursday we're going to have chapter 4, chapter 5. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, God. Lord, I thank you for your word. I didn't even get a chance to pray. I was trying to get on here so quick. God, I just thank you for your word. God, thank you for teaching us to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. Everyone, God, that will listen to this Bible study on tonight, God, it was just good. It was just a good word, and I thank you for it tonight. I ask you to bless everyone that's listening on tonight, everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, I thank you. I pray and I ask it all in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. I don't know. 1 o'clock, 8:24, 1 o'clock. What time is it?
8:21.
I thought it was 8:24. But it was good. If anybody got anything else to say, y'all could see it, but I'm already closed out. You know, it was just good anyway. We did what we had to do. We did 3 chapters, answered those questions, and it was good. So in the morning, I'll be back on the morning wake-up call. So y'all be praying for me. I feel so much better than I felt the other day. I think I had a little virus for 2 days. And they say it's down here in Michigan. It's killing children here in Michigan. It's a virus here. So y'all be careful.
Is it the RSV?
Double mask up. I don't know what it is.
Hmm.
I took a COVID test. I didn't have no COVID, but I was sick. I was sick, couldn't eat nothing but some crackers and drinks pop.
Mm-hmm.
So, y'all be careful. They were saying something killing children. They said it was a virus. I don't know which one it is. And it started here first. Y'all have a good night. I'll see y'all in the morning. I know y'all tired.
All right, you too. Everybody have a great night.
All right, love y'all.
Love you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.